It's about 11:15. Seems as good a time as any to welcome Frank Appleyard into the studio. Frank, as I mentioned, I should mention also he's the business manager of the Fulcrum, which is the English language student paper on campus, which is really cool. But he's also right now for the summer working in the international service office. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
It's a beautiful day outside. Let's talk about the International Service Office.
Let's do it. Or the Global and Community Service Office.
Oh, there you go.
As it may also be known.
I already got something wrong, and it's only 13 minutes in.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm not going to podcast this part of the interview.
Sounds good.
I'm going to edit this right out, Frank.
Never happened.
Never happened. Okay, well, let's talk about the office.
What do you want to know?
I want to know what it is.
It is basically spawned out of the belief that universities should be doing more than just giving degrees. They should be making the graduates basically into effective leaders, and as the mission statement of the office kind of goes, into agents of change. So basically it's putting students at the University of Ottawa into the service of organizations not only around the university but around the world, and helping students basically to become, to use the overused phrase, global citizens, and to develop the understanding of cross-cultural relationships and how we can all play a role in the development of the world around us.
Now, we spoke a couple of weeks ago on the show about community service learning, which is a program at the university that's been around for a few years, I guess 4 or 5 years, and it's about 1,300 students a year who participate, and it's a lot of professors are participating now. And the idea is letting students get credit, I guess, in their courses for work that they do for outside organizations. So a history student might write the history of some local NGO and get credit for that work. And so the idea is not only are they doing something that's academically, sufficient to receive some kind of credit, but they're also helping an organization. Is that the same kind of idea except applied internationally?
It is a very similar idea, and this is something that I think you'll see as the office grows, as they want to get into more of that in terms of, okay, yes, you're out helping blank community and you're working in that community. How can we get you some credits for this as well? And if you look at other schools that offer similar things, they have entire classes that will go overseas and you'll get your credit for it, but you'll be basically working, helping to build a well or to build a school in another community in a developing country. So it's really getting to the heart of that and basically looking to expand, to go overseas and to say, you have a project that you want to go and do in X country, go. Like, the University of Ottawa will facilitate in some way you being able to go. We're going to help you get there, and it'll be great for you.
Now, I understand a part of your job is sort of understanding what other schools have done.
Yes.
I'm wondering, universities starting this program now, how prevalent is it on other campuses? Is this something that exists?
I wouldn't say that it's overly prevalent. There are schools, mostly in the U.S., that do have these community service offices, and a lot of them are basically the equivalent of Volunteer Ottawa, which I'm sure you're familiar with, basically a bank of volunteer listings where you can go search through and see what you might want to be involved in. That's basically kind of the bare-bones approach to an office like this, and we're trying to make it more than that, to emulate schools such as Duke. Duke is really a leader in what they do. It's called Duke Engage. And they try to get their students active in not only helping in the community that they're in, but they go just across the country. And there's so many countries and schools that they have agreements with where it's, you want to go over there, do an exchange, you can take some classes at blank school while you're doing community service work in that area. And there's a lot of schools that are looking to expand on that and to make it not so much a campus that's in a city, but your students are everywhere, basically. And you can, I guess it's almost a form of branding for yourself, in as much as you can get your school's name out to these different parts of the world where you're helping.
Listeners will know that Duke University is in the United States, and you did say that a lot of American schools are doing this, but in terms of Canadian schools, it's sort of a different kind of idea?
There's very few. The University of Toronto offers a freshman day of service, which is basically, like it sounds, all of the first-year students that are coming in are going to be engaged and involved in the community, doing various philanthropic activities and helping and serving. I don't really have all the details on the partnerships that they have, but that's a big component of their service at the University of Toronto. University of Calgary has similar items going on where you can get involved in the community, you can get involved in different activities. But apart from that, there aren't many Canadian schools that really have a very active and a very vibrant community service office like this.
Is this the brainchild of Alan Rock?
I would have to say so. He's been the one that's been pitching it, and it was really his vision in terms of putting this all together and coming up with the Service du Mans, as he's put it, and putting University of Ottawa service, University of Ottawa students in the service of the world is basically the phrase that he's used with me when talking about it. So I'm sure he's gotten the idea from other schools, and maybe it's come from somewhere else within the administration, but he's certainly taken it to heart and made it his vision for the university in the upcoming year.
How quickly does he want this to get going, and how quickly do you think it can get going?
It's September 1st is basically when it will be going and when he wants it to be going. In terms of what's going to be available September 1st, that remains to be seen. In terms of what the offerings are going to be, it's going to be growing certainly over the next 2 years and developing into something that hopefully can really become something that the university is known for. I think that's the goal here, is to make it so the University of Ottawa does get this reputation for being a service-intensive university as opposed to just a research-intensive university. I think it can really help to define what the University of Ottawa is through something like, through an office such as this. I mean, the University of Ottawa, everyone knows about it, but it doesn't have, it's been an ongoing problem. It doesn't have the reputation that it probably should. Certainly that's how I feel, but something like this seems like it can really elevate the image of the university and give it something that it's known for, in the way that I know that a lot of other schools are known for it. And Notre Dame in the States is known for their service, being that they're a religious school. They believe a lot in service and the helping of others, and they've gained a reputation for their service component. So hopefully something like that can happen with the University of Ottawa.
We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to talk more about this with Frank in just a couple of minutes. See you just on the other side. We're with Frank Appleyard. We're talking about what did you call it, Frank? Service in the
Global and Community Service Office.
Yeah. But what's the slogan?
In the service of the world.
There you go. So we're talking about how U of O students, come September 1st, are going to be acting in the service of the world. Is that correct?
That is.
I blew that. I'm totally not a PR person for the University of Ottawa, acting in the service of the world. Let's talk about how students are going to find out about this thing. It's July now. If it's going to launch in September,
it is. I mean, it's something that really needs to start happening soon to try and get students aware of this for when they come to campus. In terms of, hey, you have this available to you now. These are the opportunities. These are the values that the university is trying to promote to you. And it goes beyond, I think, billboards or flyers. The university needs to explore a way to really get students engaged. And that's, I think, the key word behind all of this is engagement. And if you're going to try and, I guess, pitch students on why you should volunteer and why you should help out, you need to come up with a way to approach them that isn't going to be preachy, it isn't going to be very top-down, and that's the sense that the university is giving in this, is they want to make it very, very much a bottom-up approach, in terms of letting students really come and try and build this, let students be the leaders for it, and get faculty involved, and then get administrative staff involved in also volunteering and also serving the communities. So I think that they're going to try and pitch it from that approach. If it's not the administration saying, thou shalt volunteer here, but come to us, say, well, what do you want to do? How do you want to help? And try and get the students to inspire the initiatives that are going to, I guess, fuel the office.
Right. So one half is getting students involved. The other half, of course, is looking at the organizations that they're going to be serving. How does that process work?
I guess it's basically a process of striking partnerships. And if you look at what other schools across the states have done that offer similar programs, it's all entirely about finding these partnerships with volunteer-driven organizations that are saying, yes, we would love this help. Yes, we would definitely love it. And you need to strike it up with them so you can build your database of volunteer opportunities for University of Ottawa students. So I think it's just about getting out in the community and talking to these organizations and saying, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. Are you interested? And on a global scale, that's obviously a little bit more difficult to try and find these partnerships. But it's really about just getting out and getting active in the community and saying, the University of Ottawa is here. This is what we want to do. How can we help?
Is it going to be largely companies, organizations, or community groups who are based in Canada and work overseas, or will there be work with organizations that are based overseas as well?
To be honest, I believe the final plan is for both. I mean, you want to get involved with an organization that's only working in the Philippines. Okay, yeah, we have a partnership with them. We can do that. I mean, obviously, it's easier for starting off. It's going to be Canadian-based, I'm sure, with overseas legs, but Long term, I mean, you have to think that anything's possible in terms of who you can get involved with. And if this does develop large enough, then you can certainly strike up the partnerships anywhere.
Right. I'm wondering, Mr. Rock, when he was coming up with this plan, do you know if he has any, I don't want to say preferred, but any organizations he thought of first, like say development or community building or things like that?
I have absolutely no idea.
It's just pretty much anything's on the tables. Any organization?
That's basically it. I mean, it's how can we serve? How can University of Ottawa students and faculty and staff serve the community, whatever that need may be? It's basically wherever there's a need, there's people that can serve and help to fill that need and to, I guess, inspire themselves through it. It doesn't matter really what you're doing. It may not be the most glamorous work, but if you are fostering the community and you're helping to build even the global community, then I would imagine it probably doesn't matter what organization you're serving.
Right. Well, Frank, thanks for coming on the show today.
Anytime.
Students and student listeners, you should pay attention, because at some point in the next month or so, I guess, a month and a half, you'll probably be hearing from the university. Maybe it'll be one of those nice emails from Alan Rock saying, you know, we have this new program, we have this new service, you should take advantage. Watch for it, because this sounds like quite an interesting little initiative that could become quite a large initiative. Is that right, Frank?
Hopefully. I mean, some of them have grown to be quite big. Like I said, Duke funds it at $15 million a year and gets $15 million a year from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, hey, anything's possible.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.